Hello, hello. Good morning again and welcome. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info. You are on the Morning Crossfire. Yes, it should be time for Hot Takes, reviewing the biggest stories in Nigeria for the week. But I'm taking a break from the usual to bring you something really spectacular. I've got one of Nigeria's current favorites, who we are all super proud of, right here with me in the studio. It's Toby Amuson, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you the shaker. It's Toby Amuson, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
Thank you so much for having me. I was expecting the crowd to shout now.
So I had to ask her. She's not an early riser, so she's a bit cool for the weather. So I expect that at least to train in the morning. So how do you merge that?
Usually I train very early in the morning, but it's my off season, so the timing is a bit off. So
yeah, so it's your time to actually rest.
Yes.
Your story is phenomenal. It's super. I love the pinned tweet on your Twitter handle. I checked it out this morning. You put that up in 2016, boldly declaring that you are now unknown, but very soon unforgettable. Tell me what your experience was like in 2016. And what gave you the confidence that you would be one day unforgettable?
I was just a little girl. We just got a scholarship to the United States to study Human Kinetics, we call it in Nigeria, but they didn't have it back in the U.S., so it was more of something sport-related, but I had to do a lot of physics, so I'm like, nah, I'm going to just, push that aside and just focus on L promotion. So yeah. I met a lot of top athletes, in the process of, traveling around and competing, but the vibes I was getting was kind of, who is this black one from Africa?
Yeah.
So I feel like, y'all don't know me now? Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah, right, they do. Well, they sure do. Now, your world record was quite a thing to behold, and it also was an integral part for Nigerians. We felt like we ran with you. We felt like Nigeria was on that field. That's how I felt. That's how a lot of Nigerians felt. And you broke the world record. When that record was contested, how did you feel?
It's normal when black people do great things. They tend to question it, but I wasn't moved, because I knew I had it in me coming into the competition. It was just a matter of time, just
they were going to see it.
Yeah,
they were going to see it sometime.
Definitely, yeah.
And it is just now the time. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't all. I mean, it's just like this is your season. Like you're just breaking forth on every side. What's going on? Like what changed? Did something change in your training pattern, or do you think it's the buildup of the consistency over the years?
Actually, it's got a season, because I've had the same mindset going into every competition. And, things just don't work out the way you want it to. And, I just keep the positive mind, coming into every other year, even though I have like a setback the previous year, I still, try to look at the brighter side of the sport. Nothing different. It was just more of focusing on the little things and my weaknesses when it comes to, my hurdle race. And, God just said, this is your time and I'm going to put everything together for you.
But some work went into that. Interestingly, yesterday I put up on my Twitter handle, I woke up thinking about Nigerians and what we call passion. It's a human thing that we say we have passion for something, but especially for Nigerians, we have a lot of excuses, sometimes valid reasons not to be able to do it. But I think personally that your passion will drive you. Is this your story?
Most definitely. I write down my goals. It's everywhere in my house, so I can see it.
You paste it on the walls?
Yeah, I have like a little lightning thing. I have the world record. Because it was 12:30. I had 12:19. I wake up to it and I'm like, oh, damn, I have to, train really hard to break this record. So it was more of, my goals are really, it's staring right in my face every day. And I just have to go out there and work for it, even though sometimes it gets really, tiring, but you still have to show up.
Right. You have to show up. And I think that's the lesson for a lot of people, particularly for Nigerians. Again, we have a very unique political system. The economy is not doing so well. So people who really want to do well, they have all the reasons not to. Tell me about your specific hurdles that you had to climb. I know you jump hurdles on the field, but now your personal hurdles that you had to overcome and how you did it.
It was more on my the mental aspect of my life, pretty much, because little things kind of get to me easily. But yeah. This year I worked closely with my psychologist, and yeah. I had a lot of novels that I was, you know, reading, even though I'm not like a fan, but I just try to, you know, grab one or two from the airport. Or you say something about how to be tough, how to be this, anything just to, you know,
yeah,
get me going and psyched up. So, you know, I worked a lot on my mental part of my life this year. So I think that played a huge factor.
I am with you on that. So I'm a mental wellness advocate. In fact, I had an Instagram live yesterday talking about mental wellness and the work. So the difficult part of mental wellness is the person going through it also has a lot of work to do.
Definitely.
And the people who give up, it's mostly because they lost the vibe to push themselves through. But the fight to be is a fight you personally have to also do. And I hope you're listening that Tobia Musson said to you that she went to see her psychologist. So when I say often on radio, go get help, go to the doctor, it's a real thing. It's a journey I've also had to take myself. Now, there were conversations about your family, you know, when you started off as a young girl here in Nigeria, not getting the support. Your parents wanted you to go to school, as many parents would want. I think they wanted the best for you. But how do your parents feel about you now?
They're not get choice now.
No, they don't. No,
like
they don't. No, they don't. I remember when Israel won his boxing bout and his parents came in the ring. You know, Nigerians went. Your parents would tell you not to fight, but now they're celebrating their son for fighting. You know, certainly I'm sure they're proud of you.
Most definitely.
All right. Now, this is Tobia Musa joining us on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'd like you to give a final word to young people who are also looking up to become great athletes. At least they can look up to you as a role model.
First, I'll say put girl first. And, you know what your goals are. You can't just have like a blank goals and dreams. Keep persisting, you know, don't give up at the slightest inconvenience. Most importantly, don't let people talk fear into your dreams. That's key.
Don't forget that the lines are buzzing. Do you want to feel the voice of Lagos?
No problem.
All right, let's take a few calls. I'm going to do this for just a few minutes. 0700 993 993 993. I won't give you 60 seconds this time. Now it's going to be shorter, so make use of the time. Female callers, we have a line for you, so come through. 0146571190. Let's talk. Hello.
Hello, Ozimo.
Good morning, Toby Amuson is here. What's your name?
Yes, Toby Amuson.
Yes.
I'm proud of you. My name is Alexo.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing good, yourself?
Yeah, so proud of you.
Thank
I just want to ask a question before other callers come.
Okay.
What was your favorite music you played that very day? And what is your best Nigerian favorite food? Thank you.
What was the first question? Did you hear it?
Which music was she listening to that very day?
Oh.
What is her favorite food?
Okay, cool. What music gets you pumped up?
So I just downloaded this Christian music on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to know the lyrics, so I kept it on repeat.
Uh-huh.
It's just one random
what song
singer.
Is it?
It's just I don't know how to call them. They call them Alujo for Yoruba.
Is it Alujo?
Yeah, it's like a celestial kind of mix.
But it's got the
it gets
beat,
really hype. So.
The energy. Yeah. So well, sometimes, let me confess. So Benga, what's his name?
Benjo?
Does it for me. Benjo. So when I'm having a slow start in the morning,
yeah,
I just go on his page, mm-hmm, get my headphone. No. Energy will come.
Definitely.
Energy will come. Yeah. Get the praise on. It works. Hello, good morning. Oh, okay. Give me a minute with that. All right, I'm so sorry. Let me get the phone lines back up in a minute. But we don't have all day. All right, let me go to WhatsApp while I try to sort this out and take a few comments. I cried when Toby crossed the line in grand style. She became the best of all time in 110 meters hurdle. To date, the records are there. Thank you very much. That's Mike from Agbadu. Another one is here. Okay, we're back on the phone lines. I want to speak to the ladies. Good morning, girl.
Good morning.
Tell us your name. Toby Amuson is here.
Good morning, Toby.
Good morning.
God bless you. God bless you for bringing pride, for bringing a good name to Nigeria. God will bless your parents.
Amen.
And God will take you higher. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. And tell us your name when you call. Hello.
Hello, Amima.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank God that plan is back.
Yes, it is. It is back.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Like, my own dad, you know, stopped me from running. I was a very, very good athlete. Very good in my primary, secondary school.
Yeah.
Very good in when it comes to relay and 100 meters.
So what happened
When I was seeing you running, I said, you see me and my kid, I was shouting, Nobi, Amusho, you know, that kind of thing. As if I was the one on the track.
Okay, I must confess, that got me. That got me. Okay, so she's Amuso. I understand. It's all right. Toby, thank you very much for coming. And I have a gift for you. I'm going to hand it over to you there.
You.
So I got to know just late last night you were coming, but I'm a gift giver, so I had to bring something in for you. So I'll take a quick break to hand her a gift, and we'll be back on Hot Takes. Don't go away. Stay here.